the civil engineer. I am the tractor salesman who's a stand-up comic at his daughter's wedding. I am the court reporter. I am the guy in the sandwich suit. I am the third grade teacher, and I approve this message. I am the dental hygienist. I am the undertaker's son. I'll be the undertaker when the undertaker has been taken under. I am the tattoo addict. I am the runner-up Miss Maine. I am the ice cream vendor, and I approve this message. And I am John the Baptist. Nancy the Presbyterian. I am Jerome the Jewish Unitarian, born again Buddhist, Wiccan, agnostic. I am the banjo lawyer. I am the laptop Kerouac. I am the NASCAR widow, and I approve this message. The conspiracy theorist, and I know five other conspiracy theorists. What, you think that's a coincidence? I am the precinct walker. I am the polling place volunteer. I am the statistician, and four out of five of me approve this message. And I am Yip Harbor, saying it don't matter how high the throne, what sits on it is the same as your own. And I'm Molly Ivins, saying what's the difference who's in that chair? Change doesn't come from there, change comes from me. I am the huddled masses. I am the amber waves of grain. I am the toothless carny in the shooting gallery at the county fair. I am the singer, songwriter, waitress, and I am another mother for peace. I am the assistant scoutmaster, and I approve this message. And I am the White House switchboard operator, and I approve this message. I am the Arabic translator discharged because I'm gay, and I approve this message. And I am the Arabic translator recommissioned at full pay, and I approve this message. I am the registered voter from Arizona's 8th congressional district, and I approve this message. And I am, and I approve this message. And I am, and I approve this message. And I am,
thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. There's only a few minutes left to the debate. Does freedom of the press extend to state secrets? And here it is.
And our motion is freedom of the press does not extend to state secrets. And here to summarize his position in support of this motion, Michael Chertoff, former Secretary of Homeland Security and co-founder of the Chertoff Group.
I think that our adversaries have essentially conceded that there are a category of state secrets that ought to be protected. And what they're arguing is the existing structure is somehow not definite enough. We have the Communications Intelligence Act, protecting the information about our top secret code-breaking and code-making communications activity. Quite specific, very reasonable, and very understandable. We have the Intelligence Identities Act, keeping the names of intelligence agents safe. Even the Espionage Act, which has gotten the brunt of the firepower here, requires a finding by a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that there was intent to damage the national security of the United States. I would argue that's exactly the kind of specificity that is appropriate in defining the category of state secrets that we are arguing ought to be protected. And in fact, the message that will be sent will not be one that will chill responsible reporters. It will be one that will chill the Julian Assanges who want to publish things because they want to hurt the United States and then want to claim the First Amendment to protect them against the consequences of that kind of decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael Chertoff. And that concludes our closing statements. And now it's time to find out which side has argued best. Remember, our motion is freedom of the press does not extend to state secrets. The results are in. Before the debate, 39% were for the motion, 31% against, and 30% undecided. After the debate, 46% were for the motion. That was up 7%. 47% were against. That's up 16%. And 7% remained undecided. The team arguing against the motion, freedom of the press does not extend to state secrets, has won this debate. Our congratulations to them. Thank you from me, John Donvan, and Intelligence Squared US. We'll see you next time.
Hear great speeches and interviews at Access Sacramento every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. or go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
'65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing, they went. With my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good, just take what you need and leave the rest, but they should never.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, so began the message of a war-weary President Abraham Lincoln, a message written on the back of an envelope on the train on the way to dedicate a battlefield where men from the North and South had died at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war, we have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. For the brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cheer up.
Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Where's things happening to see, you know?
Always look on the right side of life.
What you got to lose? You know, you come from nothing, you're going back to nothing. What you lost? Come from nothing, you know what I say?
Always
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a grin. There you are. See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Look on the right.
Some of us got to live as well, you know. All right, that's a lot. Let's get this place off there.
Always look on the right.
Change his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think plays for this rubbish? Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Pain, from me. Is there no end to your own hypocrisy? Your God is power, you have no shame. Your only interest is political gain. You hide your eyes and refuse to listen. You play your games and abuse the system. You stuff your pockets while Rome is burning. I've got a feeling that the tide is turning.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dreamed in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Though I dream in vain, in my heart there always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That's all, folks.